This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More about the libertarian case for open borders coming up here in moments with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to continue with that. But first, your calls and thoughts. We got Gamma on the line in Chicago. Gamma, you'd called in with some questions about cryptocurrency, something that we're big fans of here on Free Talk Live, Bitcoin being the most well-known of them all. Mm-hmm. There sure are a lot of them, as we were discussing in the last hour, over 1,300 of them at this time. And your question was something about, you know, how many down the road are going to really matter. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so do you want to re-ask that question?
The world support been like... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, how many could the world, so let's say all countries abandon fiat currencies and was just, everybody just said crypto is the way to go. How many could the world support, or how many do you think they would support?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
How do you really answer a question like that? It's all pure speculation. And
sure.
And it would, capacity certainly becomes a question, as we've seen with Bitcoin. Bitcoin faces severe capacity problems just with the usage that we have right now.
Right, which is a fraction of, you know, Visa,
yeah,
for instance, or MasterCard or something like that.
And you could look at any other one and say, well, this one theoretically should, but it's all theory because none of them have even gotten close to the size of Bitcoin in doing these types of financial transactions. Now, Ethereum will do more transactions, but it's representing, you know, maybe 500, 900 of those coins that are out there.
It's an interesting question,
tokens.
Because if you look at the marketplace in a relatively unrestricted market, you get a lot of choices typically, meaning that, you know, people want different things in a market, whether we're talking about mustards or deodorants,
sure,
or cereals or whatever, you know, product is out there. There's a bunch of different options offered by a whole lot of companies,
mm-hmm,
most of which you don't even see on the store shelves because the store shelves only select certain companies' options.
Sure.
So you start looking at different stores or online choices and you start to see this incredible, overwhelming number of choices in some cases, and it can be hard to say, do we really need this many types of this thing? And the answer is yes and no, meaning that there are a bunch of choices, but not all of them make it. Some of them fail, and certainly you're going to see that happen and already have happened with a bunch of cryptocurrencies. There's a list out there of failed cryptocurrencies as well that nobody remembers.
Growing every day. And the other thing I would say is that quote-unquote monopolies or dominant players in the market happen in a free market. So you can look at anything, and I'm not a big fan of antitrust, but you know, companies like Microsoft that dominated.
It's not a monopoly, though.
No. For a while, it was close to a monopoly. You know, the government said it was a monopoly. I didn't say it was, but I said they had 85% of the operating systems installed at one point,
mm-hmm,
or higher were Microsoft Windows. So they didn't do anything. At one point, not J.P. Morgan. I'm trying to think of... oh, God, the oil guy from back in the 1880s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are
you talking about?
Right, but Standard Oil and things like that, they figured out ways to produce things that were better that the customer wanted for a lower price, and they became the one. So I think the crypto world is so young that we haven't even figured out what features are most important to consumers. So,
Rockefeller? Is it Rockefeller?
I think it was the Rockefellers. Yeah. But is privacy really that important? Well, there's some great privacy-related cryptos out there.
A bunch of them.
Right. But will one get, you know, that magic sauce, that magic mix of all these really preferred features that make it really widespread? I think it will.
Yeah, we're so early in this game. I mean, some people look at the price of a Bitcoin and they see $15,000 for a Bitcoin and they say, well, that's too late. I can't get involved. But it's not too late. We're still in the early phase of these cryptocurrencies. There's still plenty of cryptocurrencies that are very cheap. And, of course, you can always buy a fraction of a Dash or a Bitcoin or, you know, whatever the thing is that you think is too expensive. So you don't have to buy the whole thing. But I think it's important to keep all of this in perspective is that we're still just getting started here. This technology is nascent. I mean, it's beginning. It is in its incipience, in its very beginning stages. And it's still not that easy to use. It's still got a lot of work to do before it's truly going to be a mainstream thing. There's still too many hoops to jump through in order to acquire it, in order to sell it, in order to trade it. It's just, you know, it's easier now than it was 5 years ago,
no doubt.
But we're going to see some more advancements because there's a lot of money being poured into this space, and some of that is going towards research and development on how to make this stuff easier. And whoever it is that comes up with a cryptocurrency that can be easy for people, I think they've got a winner in addition to the privacy coins. And I agree, Gamma, completely that, you know, we're going to see a bunch of options. Even in the controlled, regulated world of banking, you know, look at the different options that you have. You got five or six different credit card companies that are major credit card companies. Every bank has their own debit card. And then you can even expand it further. Look at private currencies like, you know, Disney bucks or store reward points, airline reward points. All of these things are currencies.
Amazon points.
Amazon points.
Exactly.
You know, you name it. These are all currencies. Now, in these cases, they're only useful within their own little sphere of whichever store that's issuing them.
Whoever you fly with or whatever.
As you gave the example earlier, Chris, you could have a local cryptocurrency that focuses on one local area, but it could still be useful outside of that. I mean, there's just so many options.
And we'll have technologies that allow cryptos to move back and forth, and Ian and I were talking about that a little bit off air, some of the capabilities of what are called atomic swaps to be able to send one kind of cryptocurrency. I send Litecoin to Ian, but he actually receives it in Bitcoin, the same value. So there's all kinds of different things.
I was at the Texas Bitcoin conference. It was the after party after the whole conference was over at the organizer's home. They had dozens of the attendees at the conference come to this party, which was cool. I'm sitting out by the campfire and just happened to run into these people. One of the guys at the campfire started talking about what he did, and he's involved in the biggest rewards points program out there or whatever. I don't know if it's true, but that's what that's what he said. And they're bringing crypto into that to make it so that you can spend your rewards points from other rewards, you know, like you can take your airline rewards and spend them over at, you know, Overstock or something
God.
And it just sounded like such a crazy, cool change to that program to make these private currencies within these companies interchangeable and interlinked somehow using
and have
technology.
Value outside of their own little ecosystem. I think that's going to be crazy.
Amazing.
When we talk about adoption, one thing I also like to look at is for the last 3, 4, 5 years, phones have had these NFC chips in them, so you could set up your Google Wallet or your Apple Pay, and you could walk into a store and you could touch a little thing and you could make your payment with your phone. I've supported that for 2 years, also the same amount of time in my store. We supported cryptocurrency.
Yep.
You know how many people have used it?
The Apple Pay, Google Pay thing?
Right.
Zero.
You're two higher than the actual zero. Zero people. I go into
any signage up, right? You've got, you know, people see the logo.
I accept all this stuff, and I go into grocery stores. I have not once, other than myself, seen anybody try to pay with a phone.
Yeah.
You know, so even though the technologies may be there, people are really slow
to
change habits.
Yep, absolutely. Gamma, what was the second question?
Well, I guess what would you feel the life cycle could be of either cryptocurrencies and or blockchain?
We're already seeing blockchain, which is the...
You were saying it's an ancient thing,
Yeah, I just mean on the scale of, I meant when I say nation, I meant on the scale of all currencies, right? So cryptocurrencies are so new to the scene, but also technology is advancing at such a clip. It may be that blockchain doesn't have more than 10 years left. I mean, it may be that the new IOTA Tangle technology crushes blockchain down the line, or something we haven't even envisioned yet comes out and is just so much more efficient and so much, you know, more brilliant and profitable or whatever that it just just wipes out Bitcoin or whatever. We have no idea what's coming around the corner.
Have you guys ever heard of the S-curve for
adoption?
Yeah. And really, I really do believe we're still in the early adopters phase. I think it's going to be...
$500 billion is going to be... we're going to look back in a year at $500 billion. You know, it's going to be over... probably going to be over $1 trillion in January.
Right.
I mean, if the continued increase that we've been seeing over the last couple of months continues into January, we're going to hit $1 trillion of the total market cap for all cryptos combined.
Nice.
And then last year, we saw over 1,000% increase. So it could be at $100 trillion or $10 trillion by the end of the year. Who knows what we're going to see? It's amazing. Thanks, Gamma. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped, the itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've talked about everything from immigration to cryptocurrency here tonight and a few other things. But with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com where you can enjoy the features of the site there completely free. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. You want to hook up with a Blink home security system, you can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's super easy to get these cams set up, unlike one of those expensive security systems where you got to have some professional come in or you got to go and drill holes and run wires through walls, and it's a huge pain in the butt. The Blink home security system, it's done wirelessly, although I do admit there's one wire in the system, and that's the power cable for the hub. But the cameras themselves are wireless. They come with the batteries that you need. You pop those things in. You get it all set up within moments on your Wi-Fi-enabled device, whether it be your tablet or smartphone. And then once the cams are set up and you can decide, you know, how often you want them to be monitoring for movement and how many seconds the clip should be that it sends to you once it detects that movement, you get to choose all of that, and then you see the clips, and they're sent to you on your smart device wherever you happen to be in the world. So check it out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we go to Taylor in Midwest Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hi. I was listening about you talking about people not wanting to give birth in hospitals and then the currency and everything and how that ties together.
I don't know if we tied currency into giving birth, but... I did say there's a conspiracy theory that says that the birth certificate is somehow tied to a secret account that is loaded up with, like, millions of U.S. dollars.
I'm actually talking to your live birth certificate, which every person has, but you don't get unless you request it. Not your birth certificate, your live birth certificate.
Okay.
And it actually says American banknote on it.
Okay, this
is
that
a number
theory
tied to you as a person.
Yes.
How do I find mine?
This passed with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and it was in the New Deal that FDR passed in 1933. Your body is being traded on the stock market all over the world from the moment that you're born.
Okay, can you
tell me? So our dollar is not backed by gold, it's backed by your blood, sweat, and tears.
This is the conspiracy theory I was referring to.
Can you point me to a link or a website that has
there are websites. I know.
Yeah, go ahead and look up Republica versus Sween, that's Sween, one, the number one, Dallas, the number 43, and 28,
now,
US.
Are you one of the people who believes that you can take money out of the secret account and use it to pay bills? No. Okay.
No,
okay. This is an interesting theory, but is there actually any proof for it?
I guess other than looking at your own live birth certificate to see that it says federal banknote on it and
How do I do that?
You have to request it, I guess, through the county where you were born, the state you were born.
My live birth certificate, okay. Have you done this?
I have not, but I have seen others, and I'm actually looking at one right now.
Okay. And so do you have any beliefs about what can or cannot be done with this certificate, or is it just like, aha, now you know the truth, that kind of thing?
It's just aha, now you know the truth kind of thing.
Okay.
I had all of my kids in hospitals, so I know a lot of things that there's nothing I can do about that I will just continue to deal with. But nice to know, I guess you could say.
Well, I know that, you know, as far as the federal government, we know they do evil things. You know, they're a terrifying group of men and women that enforce their will upon people by violence. And it certainly wouldn't be a surprise to find out that there was some sort of sneaky, evil trading of people's future labor on markets or something like that.
It's the future labor, yep, exactly, of that person.
But where is the evidence that those things are actually traded? I mean, we know that the government takes out debts based on the expectation that they're going to be able to tax people in the future. We know that. So it's kind of like the same thing, but not the same as...
That's exactly what it is, saying that I will be able to tax this person to pay you a debt instead of trading it in gold.
Right. I get all that. I guess I want to see it. It's not that I don't.
And then the further of it is, not only will this person be taxed, this person will probably take in medications as an American, because we are the most medicated country in the world. And not only that, the pharmaceuticals are owned by the Merck family. The Merck family is from Israel. You could go on and on and on
sure.
of how
the Merck family owns all
overseas.
Of the pharmaceuticals, but okay.
Not all of them. There's also the Dome family. They're also from Israel. There's several.
I sense a theme here.
Yeah, it does sound like there's a theme here. I'm not sure what you're trying to get at.
That's
interesting. Nothing except for Zionism, I guess you could say.
What's that mean?
Zionism? Oh, my gosh. That one goes deep.
I always have to ask every time I hear it, because I never retain the actual definition. I've asked that question so many times over the years because people bring it up as though it's, you know, it means something.
Zionist.
So what does it mean?
Or to you, what does it mean?
Sorry, my husband's making me listen to myself through the radio. Like,
yeah, that's really confusing.
Behind, so
you should walk away
I can't,
from that.
Yeah. I'm trying not to deal with that.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. I'll go over here.
Yeah,
that's
right.
No, so Zionism is basically... Okay, so it's not actual Jews. It's the Jews that are saying that they're better than the Palestinians when they're like, and trying to basically make Israel a self-sustaining place where only Jews can be, and only Palestinians are basically thrown out and demonized and mm-hmm. criminalized and make it an all-Jewish state, which is fine. You can have an all-Jewish state. But at the same time, they put their fingers in networks through other countries, mostly America, to make money off of us. So, like, Larry Silverstein was a Zionist. Do you know who Larry Silverstein is?
The owner of the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Exactly. Do you know who he bought them from?
No.
The Rockefeller family.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased them for $3.5 billion and then took out a policy for $33.5 billion that if anything ever happened to them, that he would get that amount, insurance policy. And he did that in 1999.
Yep. Okay. So I just got to hop in here. I've heard most of these conspiracy theories before, and I'm certainly not putting any of them beyond, and I'm not even going to say the U.S. government or other governments in the world or the oligarchy that I believe we live under. I don't really think we are a constitutional republic. I don't think we have been for a long time. But again, for all these conspiracy theories, what I generally don't see is one guy who sneaks out with...
Hold on, let's let Chris finish his statement here.
Where's the one guy who's Edward Snowden who pulls the documents and releases them to the world?
Right.
You know, why that happens with the Pentagon, it happens all over the place, and this is what frustrates me. I just want to see some proof. I know
right.
the arguments.
Right. There's every person who ever calls in with whether it's the courtroom conspiracy theories of how to win in court with some sort of magic words
right.
or whether it's this thing with the birth certificate. They almost never have any experience on their own. So like when Chris asked you, do you have one of these live birth certificates? You admitted you don't. So I hope that you have some success in achieving yours, and you should call us back when you do.
Yes.
Thanks for the call tonight, Taylor. I appreciate it, because there's always somebody out there claiming these things, but they almost never have their own proof that they can point to. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but they've done their research.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, more on immigration. It's Ian and Chris in the studio with you tonight, and also do want to let you know about the free bumper sticker that you can get from Free Talk Live. You go to our website on the promote page, promote.freetalklive.com. And by the way, our subdomains have now been fixed, thank goodness. It's been a while, but some of our listeners were having trouble going to some of the word.freetalklive.com.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, or in this case, promote.freetalklive.com. On some browsers, it was throwing up security errors and freaking people out. So we finally got that solved, and no one has yet, since I've announced it has been solved, no one has said, "Hey, I'm still having that problem." So I'm considering that bug completely squashed at this point. It was not cheap to squash that bug, but it has been it has been squashed. So now you can get your Free Talk Live bumper sticker over at promote.freetalklive.com. You'll see there is a self there's an address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address, and we will put a bumper sticker in that envelope and drop it in the mail right back to you. And by the way, it's thanks to the good folks over at LibertyStickers.com. They are the people who provide us with the high-quality, excellent bumper stickers that we've had now for a while over here at Free Talk Live. You can go to LibertyStickers.com because not only do they do custom stickers like they've done for us, you know, in large orders if you want to do that for, let's say, your company or your group or whatever, but they've also got a bunch of Liberty-oriented bumper stickers that you can just buy through LibertyStickers.com. And, of course, you can reach thousands of people with your bumper stickers, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages available right now at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, as I say, Ian and Chris in the studio, we're going to go to Skype, or at least I thought we were going to. Skype's been acting up here, and I apologize. We did have an internet outage earlier here tonight, and I don't think it has completely recovered, but we'll get to that here in moments. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's try Rick. He's on the line on Skype calling from the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Merry Christmas, Ian.
Thanks,
you
audio
okay?
Yeah, you sound fine. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you and your guest, Chris, from the regionalistpodcastnetwork.com.
Thank you.
Okay. For the Britcast specifically. Yeah, Merry Christmas. A couple of points I'd like to make tonight. Love your outfit. That's a great start.
Thanks, man. You're watching on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. I get a lot of comments on this ridiculous, ugly sweater.
It is. It's all of those things.
It's quite garish.
It's very elven. It's very in keeping with Christmas. But have you seen how people in Holland celebrate Christmas with their elves?
No,
it's pretty strange. My scribe got told off when he was doing the podcast this week because he blacked his face up. And I said, what the hell are you doing? I'm not a racist. And he says, this is how the Dutch celebrate it. And what they claim is, the Black Helpers, what they represent, it's quite strange. In the 700 time frame, the Moors were raiding as far as Iceland. And so according to, like, Northern European people, if you didn't listen to your parents, the people with, like, you know, Moorish faces would take your kids away.
Right.
And likewise, in the German forest, because of, like, human sacrifice, you notice, I mean, it's a bit dark and macabre, I know, but it's supposed to be Christmas. well, apparently what it is Santa Claus in the German forest represents Odin. And, again, with Odin, you've got, like, the light and the dark, and he has an accomplice called Krampus, and he has a bag specifically to put, like, naughty kids in.
Now, literally, scooping the naughty children up into a bag. All right, bag the kids this year.
That'll be fun by the NSA.
Definitely removing the kids. But the thing is, this is what's got me about doing all the show prep about Christmas. It turns out that people are offended by this, by, like, people, like, say, elves in Holland, like, having black faces. Mm-hmm. The Dutch government had to go as far as saying it represents soot. And again, in European Christmas stories, every aspect represents a part of history. And again, the Dutch elves represents, like I said, the Moorish incursions where they snatch your children. And like I say, Krampus represents drowning kids. And this is another thing I've noticed, and this ties into the immigration question now. Like I said, people are offended by both of them things. But in Britain specifically, there's a woman called Yasmin Alibi Brown who writes for the Guardian newspaper and various, like, you know, British tabloids.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims, and I quote, that Christmas trees are Islamophobic.
Huh?
Now, this is the problem with, like, the immigration argument. It's like, right, whether or not, like, the Muslims approve of it, this is the way people have done things in this country for centuries. And likewise, like, there's been other cases, like, say, like, in Boston, for instance, like, it were called the holiday tree or the seasonal tree rather than a Christmas tree. And I've noticed...
That's pretty ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, this oversensitive crap about people's holidays, I mean, leave people alone, let them celebrate however they want to. Rick, thanks for the history lesson. I appreciate that. Very interesting call.
Interesting.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Larry is on the line in Indianapolis. Larry, listening to WIBC. Go ahead.
Just like he was talking about, that's political correctness.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the statistics you said about the immigrants committing less crimes than U.S. citizens.
What
the new numbers just came out December 21st and on the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show. And it's the first thing that's on his show and it's debated right there. the new numbers. There was never no numbers before December 21st. Somebody just assumed it.
No, there was a really detailed article, and I think it was the American Conservative magazine that actually went into a whole lot of detail on the numbers. And as it turns out, immigrants are not any more of a danger than anybody else.
And to be clear, the number that I tossed out earlier in the show was put out by Cato, which says you are 250 times more likely to be killed by a fellow American than a terrorist. It wasn't about illegal aliens.
Okay, now here's the truth. December 21st, Tucker Carlson, that's all you got to know. Just look up his show on December 21st. It's discussed by, I don't know, you know, who's behind these magazines you're talking about? This here is people that...
The American Conservative magazine? That's a pretty big, like...
Right-wing
magazine, a place you wouldn't expect to see numbers like that, but yet they did an amazing piece about it that was very well researched. You know, of course, the point is that anybody can sculpt numbers in the way that they want to, so you always have to question any sources that you end up finding. But let's just say it's true, whatever your numbers are saying. So what?
Well, you're the one brought it up. I'm not saying so.
No,
much.
You called in.
You brought it up. Yep, you put it on the air. I had to call in.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I didn't say what you claimed we said. I don't know if Chris did. I don't think he did either. So
we were talking about immigration. We're talking about open borders.
You was more likely to get killed by your family member than you are from an illegal alien.
No, you totally did not comprehend what we said.
Yeah, to be very clear, I said...
No, we were here. I was sitting here. We don't have a tape. We have archives. We haven't had tapes for years. It's been 20 years since I've seen a tape in a radio studio. But regardless, Chris, what was it you said? Maybe you can clarify.
From Cato, that you were 250 times more likely to be killed by an American than by a terrorist. Not talking about illegal aliens whatsoever, but I'll watch the YouTube video after the show. That'll be uploaded, and we'll be able to play it back and see if I misspoke. Yeah. I misspoke, and sometimes that happens with me, but I doubt it.
Even if you were right and that immigrants were somehow more likely to be violent, are you saying that justifies a police state?
What do you consider a police state? I mean, we're a nation of laws. Is that what you consider a police state?
I think we were one. Police state to me would be is if I'm traveling through Texas and I come up to a bunch of cars and they say, we need to search your vehicle.
Or show us your papers.
Yeah,
or
show me your ID. I'm just traveling from point A to point B.
Yeah, and that happens in the United States today. Police state is also where men with guns will lock down a neighborhood and prevent people from coming in and out without showing their papers. That just happened in Baltimore a few weeks ago. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry, and it's only going to get worse as people keep clamoring for more cops everywhere.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time for you. If you dial now, you can get in here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal. You can even use Bitcoin Core if for some reason you're crazy and you want to spend a $30 fee to send us your $5 per month. Well, actually, you can buy your Bitcoin sponsorship of the AMP program in multiple months. So if you're going to do Bitcoin, you might want to do a bunch of months so you can take that fee and spread it out over all those months rather than just one hit. But go to amp.freetalklive.com. Your money is used to help promote Free Talk Live, some more radio stations, bring new internet listeners aboard, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, and the cool perks that you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more, just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get that there. So, real quick here, more from the Foundation for Economic Education about immigration and the case for open borders. As he points out, the belief that citizens are countries' rightful owners is crazy. The social contract is an utter myth. Contracts require unanimous consent, and no country has ever had unanimous consent. Not only that, no country has ever proffered a social contract to look at to consent to. But number five, he says, of course, most libertarians, including me, grant that if the consequences of specific libertarian policies are terrible, we should make an exception. It's a big tent. You don't have to be a strict libertarian on everything to qualify as a libertarian, he says, but open borders is not a case where an exception is justified. Why not? He says on number 6 here, for starters, we should remember that preventing someone from moving to his preferred country is not a minor inconvenience like a parking ticket. It's a severe act of government coercion. Imagine you could either be stuck in Haiti for the rest of your life or be literally enslaved with probability X. What value of X makes you indifferent? 10%? 20%? 30%. I'm not saying immigration restrictions are as bad as slavery, but if for the billions born in places like Haiti, our restrictions are at least 10% as bad as slavery.
It's an interesting argument, and it's one of those that requires Americans to put themselves outside of America. You know,
it's hard to, for them to do.
It is. It's very hard to imagine yourself living in a different third world country and what that may be like under some dictatorship.
Number 7, what about the broader effects of immigration? Standard economic estimates say that open borders would have massive economic benefits, roughly doubling global production. How? By moving billions of workers from countries where their labor produces little to come, because of government interference, to countries where their labor produces a lot. Just look at how much a Haitian's wages rise the day he arrives in Miami. Number 8, what about fiscal effects? Milton Friedman famously warned that you cannot simultaneously have free immigration and a welfare state. But I've looked closely at the numbers, and Friedman was just wrong. If you're curious, check out the latest National Academy of Science estimates. And number 9, what if immigrants come and vote for statist policies? We've heard this one a bunch. The idea is that, oh, those immigrants coming in, they're socialists. We can't just let them in here because they're going to make the country even more socialist. Because, of course, the U.S. is pretty much already a socialist country.
Tell them.
Which was brought upon us by, you know, the white members of Congress who are the dominant, you know, color, if you will, or nationality of Congress.
A lot of progressive Republicans in the early part of this, or the 20th century.
Immigrants are, he says, I've looked at the numbers. Immigrants are more economically liberal and socially conservative than natives, but the differences are modest, and immigrants don't vote much anyway. And immigrants are much more libertarian than natives on one important dimension, the support for free immigration. Today's immigrants are much more democratic than natives, but if you ever thought that Democrats were dramatically worse for freedom than Republicans, I hope the last year has changed your mind. And finally, number 10. He says, I generally avoid poetry, but today I'll make an exception. The government decrees that fellow human beings can't live or work here without proper papers. Papers that are almost impossible for most people on Earth to ever obtain. It treats them as criminals for terrible offenses like shining shoes on the streets of Miami or picking fruit on the fields of California. If libertarians won't stand up for the rights of these literally oppressed people, we stand for nothing and we are nothing. That's Brian Kaplan, professor of economics at George Mason University, and a great little piece. And that, again, was just his introduction, apparently, from a speech he gave at the Students for Liberty Regional Conference at the University of Maryland recently. Let's go to Luke. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I was calling about that guy that called in a minute ago about the Tucker Carlson thing on the 21st.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to bring up, I think Tucker Carlson is exactly what's wrong with the media, and I just don't want people out there going and looking up that video and thinking that those statistics are correct. The only video of Tucker Carlson anybody needs to see is one where he gets schooled by Jon Stewart when he was on Crossfire.
Really? And,
yeah, oh, yeah. If you've never seen that, it shows exactly what's wrong. I mean, Tucker Carlson's the type of person that instead of having a conversation, it's just trying to talk about something else and bringing up all of these points that have nothing to do with actually moving forward and getting to something.
Huh. Right.
Yeah, I can't say I have much experience seeing anything of his. I know some people claimed he was a libertarian, but it's not sounding like it if he's out there pimping, crackdown on immigration.
Yeah, well, I mean, he used to be on CNN for Crossfire, and then he's been on Fox News now. Either way, I think he's off on what's wrong with America. I mean, when you go on the news in a bow tie, you're trying to tell somebody something.
Oh, come on. We can't classify just by their type of tie.
All right. So do you want to share anything else? Any other thoughts?
No, that was it.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call I appreciate it. You know, one of the issues with immigration is the fact that these folks are being used as a scapegoat. They're being used as a distraction and a target, meaning the immigrants themselves, being called names like illegals, being looked down upon, people coming up with all kinds of statistics to justify a police state and a crackdown against what are basically human beings who are coming to a place to try to make a better life for themselves.
And don't think that there aren't people, there aren't lobbyists who are being paid by certain industries to put the boot down on this stuff. I mean, there are trade organizations and things like that, you know, that would, an influx of new labor would hurt the control that they have. And those,
like a union, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for one great example. But there's always money behind all these moves. And if we think that it's purely about safety,
no.
You've got a lot
it's
of people.
The boogeyman aspect.
Right. You also have a lot of people in government that are going to get a lot bigger budgets with all this stuff going on. So
sure.
They
want it
real,
too.
They have a real incentive to go up on Capitol Hill and testify about, you know, what a nightmare scenario this is gonna happen, and suddenly they have more power and more money.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the nightmare scenario is the idea that it's becoming more commonplace these days to have an armed group of men calling themselves ICE come into a business, hold the business at gunpoint, demand access to their files, their employment files,
yeah,
and start pouring over information about the people that are working there, then finding the people that they are purportedly looking for, going and rounding them up, separating them from their families, and taking them into some cold, you know, horrifying detention center, ultimately to likely remove them from this place and take them away from their life that they were trying to create for themselves. I mean, that sounds like a horrifying story, and it's not uncommon these days.
Right, and it's not people that came over last year, too. It's, you know, I was reading an example. I can't remember how long the family had been here, 10 or 20 years?
Mm.
The guy, that family's obviously not a problem. You know, they'd never had so much as a speeding ticket.
Right.
But they came up on a list, so sorry. Back to Mexico, where you probably don't even know anybody anymore.
Well, at least going back to Mexico, you probably aren't going to get killed. In some cases,
right,
immigrants, if they go back to the country they came from, let's say some Middle Eastern countries, for instance,
sure,
they may end up getting killed by those governments upon their return for various different reasons. Perhaps they were leaving because they were against that government,
right,
and they're a wanted individual in that particular place. So, you know, the government here doesn't care about those things. The governments don't care. They're not loving organizations. They're some of the most heartless, spineless bureaucrats. And the fact that these people who call themselves small government or libertarians believe that they're going to be able to accomplish the goals that they want by using government force just shows they haven't learned a single thing about how government works.
No, and this entire discussion about immigration is a discussion about borders, and borders are a feature of a state.
It's also a figment of your imagination.
Well, it is, but a country cannot exist without borders, and if you go so far as to question immigration, that means you've got to question the idea of having a state in the first place, and that's something that a lot of people still can't wrap their heads around.
We are out of time for tonight, but we got plenty more time to wrap heads around other things over the years here on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us tomorrow night for the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. That's right. We're going to be here for you. See you then.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.